ADADX. All right. Well, we'll try using Echolink since both of my HTs are dying. I'm cross-banding through my base radio and then going into the Lansing link to get into the system, but both radios are now telling me that I need to change the battery, so they both need a good charge, apparently. So I figured I'd jump on Echolink instead, since my phone's charged up. But, yeah, I mean, my thought on that is you could still just program all of them in there. So I frequently swap my mobile and my base radios between my mobile and my base. So if they're both very similar, almost identical radios, 8800 and 8900 YACU radios. So I have a bunch of the same, well, I have duplicated the programming between them, and I have a bunch of stuff, you know, in it that I can't necessarily hit from my base or vice versa from my mobile or whatever, depending on where I'm at. But when we go out on these road trips or whatever, you know, depending on whichever one I have in the car, you know, if we're up in Traverse City or, you know, wherever, having the different links in there is nice to just have them in the programming. So I would still suggest, from my experience over the years, would just be to, when you're doing it, just program them all in there, just to have them all in there, because then maybe if you're using it as a mobile or whatnot, then you'll have other ones added in there. KD8DAX.